This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The U.S. Navy is called in after more missile attacks in the Red Sea. Live from the BBC World Service, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Luke Wilson, in for Leanna Byrne. Good morning. The shipping giant Maersk won't send any of its container ships through the Red Sea until further notice. That's after Houthi fighters in Yemen fired missiles at two of its ships, which were both flying US flags. The Maersk Detroit and the Maersk Chesapeake were carrying cargo for US government agencies, and a US Navy destroyer had to escort them to safety. Now, Maersk is by no means alone. The biggest shipping companies in the world have diverted their deliveries away from the Red Sea, which has led to disruption, delays, and increased costs. For port operators who are waiting for these goods, they're also having to adjust. And one of the biggest is DP World. Their Group Chief Operating Officer, Tiemann Meester, has been speaking to the BBC's Will Bain.
Everybody has taken action, more or less, 9 out of 10, and ships are sailing around the Cape. So the European market is mainly affected right now, but also parts of the east coast of the US.
What has it meant for you at DP World?
All the cargo that was planned to be discharged in Europe is delayed, and it's delayed with 2 to 3 weeks. And so we see a shortfall of the imports happening in our terminals. But, you know, what we now also see is the knock-on effects for the period ahead, and that a lot of the ships that were delayed or are delayed going into Europe, they are now going to be delayed going back to Asia. And so we see the first signs also that the cargo that flows back from Europe into Asia is getting delayed, and some of the empty containers that typically flow back to, for instance, China, they're also going to be delayed.
Give us a sense of how you think the rest of this year pans out, I suppose, and what that means for consumers.
It's just highly unpredictable. It's been unprecedented in the sense, you know, how difficult it is to predict where this is ending. I think this will still be with us for a couple of months.
How helpful or unhelpful has the kind of actions of international partners? You know, we've seen the United States and the UK launching these airstrikes on Houthis in Yemen. Does that further actually destabilize the region, or does that give the shipping industry confidence?
It's really difficult for me to answer this question. You know, we react to what our customers are asking for. That means we have to adjust. We have to adjust our assets, our scheduling, and that is our entire focus. And I would say right now, it is still the same as it was a few weeks ago. So nothing has changed in terms of the shipping lines making their decisions to go south.
Tiemann Meester, Chief Operating Officer at DP World, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Let's do the numbers. And we told you earlier this week that shares in Asia were up because of rumours that the Chinese government was going to intervene in the country's struggling economy. While shares in Hong Kong and Shanghai are up again after the government in Beijing tried to boost lending by cutting the amount of cash that banks need to hold in reserve. The Hang Seng closed up nearly 2%. It's an important day in the Scottish calendar today, the birthday of poet Robert Burns. Centuries after his death, Burns's legacy is boosting Scotland's economy through opportunities at home and abroad. The BBC's Cameron Angus Mackay has more.
Robert Burns is Scotland's national poet, a renowned 18th century lyricist whose works continue to resonate around the world. Auld Lang Syne is one of his most famous songs, traditionally sung at midnight on New Year's Eve. Today is Robert Burns' birthday, Burns Night, and it's thought that up to 10 million people worldwide will celebrate by putting on Burns suppers. They'll sing songs, read poems, and eat a plate of haggis, neeps and tatties. That's savoury pudding, rutabaga and potatoes. Professor Chidam Balam is organising one in Turkey.
Under the beautiful sun of the Mediterranean, we will be having whiskey and haggis. We also have the first translator of Burns' poems into Turkish.
Professor Murray Pittock from Glasgow University's Centre for Robert Burns Studies says more than 200 years after his death, Burns is still a symbol of Scottish identity.
Bringing Scots and Scots exiles together.
He says Robert Burns also generates a lot of money for the Scottish economy, around $255 million a year, according to a study he led in 2020. Professor Pittock says the research found his global brand is worth nearly $178 million and is steadily growing.
No doubt there are sales and soft power potential. For example, in the Diageo brand sponsorship of the British Chamber of Commerce Germany Barn Supper in Frankfurt, one of the opportunities lies in introducing people to things that they can't buy in their own shops readily.
Scottish Enterprise, Scotland's national economic development agency, is trying to use this year's Burns Night to attract more investment into the country. Reuben Aitken, the Managing Director of International Operations, says it's an ideal opportunity.
You can bring together folks from different sectors to make real connections that can unlock investment for Scotland. We use it as a way of opening doors at some trade missions by having some Scottish produce on the table.
Noel Campbell from the national tourism organisation Visit Scotland says one of the things that makes Robert Burns such a good cultural export is the issues he wrote about, like social justice and equality, are still relevant today.
With overseas visitors, they do look to these historic and cultural icons.
She says the legacy of Robert Burns is not only literary, it's as a global brand ambassador for Scotland. In Glasgow, I'm the BBC's Cameron Angus Mackay for Marketplace.
And finally, we want to leave you with a question this morning. Who invented butter chicken? It's the question a judge in India needs to answer, with two rival families laying claim to one of the country's best-known dishes. The family bringing the case is looking for $240,000 in damages. That's all from us here this morning. You can listen to previous episodes wherever you get your podcasts. But I'm Luke Wilson with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.